Oh boy, we're going to change the pace a little bit. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do some singing, World War II style. And we'd like to welcome those who are listening to this evening's presentation via EAA Radio. That's AM 1210. And worldwide on the internet through the official EAA AirVenture website, airventure.org. And EAA Radio, proudly serving EAA members on site around the world since 1955. Okay, house lights down, sit back and relax. I'm going to take you on a little journey. Take some time now and enter into my imagination. See things as I do. It's 1943. World War II is raging. Each night, families are listening to the radio for the latest news, and occasionally you can pick up a station from your farm or your ranch or in the city, providing entertainment to our men and women around the world. As you get the chimes from the signature radio station, you might hear the announcer do this as he cupped his hand over his ear to better hear himself. He'd say, "Welcome to Armed Forces Radio, brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. This is your Armed Forces Network, with your announcer Danny Klischen broadcasting live atop the Algonquin Hotel in New York City for all of you brave sailors and soldiers around the world. We want you home as soon as possible. Now listen to the sounds of home as we present the swinging sound of the Aviators."
Folks, how you doing out there tonight? You still hanging in with us? All right.
We're gonna
sing
night.
A little bit of 40s music for you tonight. We're going to skip our rock and roll show, actually. And, we'll do a USO show tonight. But you know, back in the 1940s, that was a different time. And the songs sounded different. The messages were different. And here's just a little sample of how different they sounded. And let's see if you key in on this message of this song. You ready, ladies?
I think so.
Let's sing this one. For the boys. Patrick Henry of Virginia says if liberty's within you, it's a priceless thing you ought to cherish. Some I know can take or leave it, talk a lot but half believe it. As for me, I'll have it or I'll perish. Although the man who said those words is gone now, the thought behind his noble speech lives on now.
Free for all. We like the kind of living that is free for all. And Lady Luck is giving us a priceless thing, a chance to sing and wake up every morning hearing freedom ring. Free for all. Forget about your troubles. There is glee for all
right.
Just remember, son.
it up and do it now.
You'd better get up, my friend, and help.
Sing it, sister.
The land that you love the best is asking you to invest
with a personal request from Mr. Morgenthau. Dig down deep to buy the bonds that buy the tanks, the bombers for the fighting Yanks. Dig down deep, dig down deep, to buy the bonds that keep us free, to fly the skies on land and sea. Dig down deep.
Put your hands in your jeans, Mr. Citizen. Everybody must do his part. It's the easiest means, Mr. Citizen,
to show the world we finish what we start. So dig down deep. The boys are giving all for you,
so the least that you can do is
dig down deep.
Yeah! You know, listening to those guys talk about being in the military reminded me of the fact that there are so many rules and regulations. Isn't that right, guys? We have some rules and regulations in our own group. And
sure.
There always seems to be one of those guys who can't quite seem to get the hang of it.
I think we've got one of those guys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
We've got one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter there, ladies? Come on now.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Look how cool I am. See that? girls, hey, what you doing tonight, ladies? Huh? Fall in, fall out, dress right, dress ready front and at ease, and I don't understand all that stuff. Hey, what's so easy about it? That's what I want to know. Well, this is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed.
When you arrive, Jack, that's the G.I. Jive.
Oodly toot, jump in your suit, then you make a salute.
Oodly toot, jump in your suit, make a salute.
Now that you're washed and dressed, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe.
They call the mess, Jack, when you convalesce.
Oh, man. Out of your seat, into the street. Then you make with the feet.
Out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet.
When you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T.
But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T,
why the MP makes you KP on the QT. Well, this is the G.I. Jive, man alive, to give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive.
Jack, after you revive,
you chunk all your junk, bag in your trunk, then you fall on your bunk.
Chunk all your junk, bag in your trunk, fall on your bunk.
What a bunch of jack. Oh. Don't they look silly? Come on, girls. Come on, Diner. I saw you moving the other night. There you go, baby. Artie, I saw you on the dance floor, honey. I know you can move. There we go. All right. Come on, fam. Oh, come on, family. Let's get it now. Come on. Get down. Ooh, there you go, baby. That's moving it. All right. Woo! Hey, that's better. Way to go, girl.
So you're counting cheeks, but before you count to five, seems you had that dig and that G.I. Jive.
Oh, man. What a bunch of jive.
Had to have them.
I want to tell you a little story about this group. We've had the great honor to sing in a lot of different places and meet a lot of wonderful people from the World War II era, and included in them are the Tuskegee Airmen. We had the privilege of singing for one of their reunions down in Branson and also the national reunion a couple of years ago. And we found out they had a fight song, and it was never recorded. So we went around to, I don't know, six or seven of the different Tuskegee Airmen, and we wanted to learn about their song, and some of us taught the dirty version to us, some of us taught the clean version to us. A lot of different stuff you could go with. A little different on melodies and all that. But for the reunion, we thought it was special enough that we went into the recording studio and recorded it for them. And gentlemen, if you'd stand up, we'd love to dedicate your own fight song to you as we sing it. Let's sing the Fightin' 99th. We better hear you singing down here, too.
Anybody that was...
The clean version.
There you go. This is the clean. This is the family version, fellas.
Contact, joystick, bat, sailing through the blue. Loyal sons of the 99th, brown men tried and true, for we are heroes of the night. To hell with the Axis might. Fight, 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 fighting 99th. Rat, tat, rat, tat, tat, down in flames they go. The withering fire of the 99th sends them down below, for we are heroes of the night. To hell with the Axis might. Fight, 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 fighting 99th.
Drink up, drain your cup to those gallant men. Flying torch of flame, oh God, red, white, blue, amen.
For we are heroes of the night.
Let's hear it.
To hell with the Axis might. Fight, 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 fighting 99th. Fight, 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 fighting 99th. Fight, 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 fighting 99th. Wings!
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless you. You know, there was a lot of fighting and all that, but if you listen to the music of the World War II era, it does appear that folks had some fun as well in that music. Matter of fact, if you listen real closely to the lyrics of this next song, there's no wonder after World War II there was a baby boom, I'll tell you that.
Oh!
There's a fellow waiting in Poughkeepsie, and he's just as sweet can be. He hasn't even been tipsy since I left him and took to the sea. There's another waiting in Pomona with the cutest dimple in his chin. And there's a guy in Daytona who just waits for my ship to come in. I miss him, honored bride. I'll write him every night. But if you held my hand, I suppose they would all understand. Oh, you mustn't think I'm just a gypsy, but I really ought to set you right. There's a fellow waiting in Poughkeepsie, but I'm strictly on my own tonight.
Hey, girl.
There's a wave who's waiting in Biloxi, says she's got to marry me or bust. We're being married by proxy. When I find me a wolf I can trust. There's a spar who's waiting in Waukegan, who is really different from the rest. I think her last name is Regan.
What?
That's the name that's tattooed on my chest.
Oh dear.
A wacky Hackensack, a waff from Pontiac. I got 'em here and there. What the heck, chicks is chicks anywhere. Some of them are kind of Bobby Soxy, and it might be quite a lengthy fight. Well, there's a wave who's a-waiting in Biloxi, but I'm strictly on my own tonight.
There's a sweetheart in Poughkeepsie, just as sweet can be, you see. He hasn't even been tipsy since I left him and took to the sea. Oh, you mustn't think we're gypsies, but we really ought to set you right.
We'll tell it tonight.
There's a fella and a gal waiting in Poughkeepsie, but I'm strictly on my own.
Yes, I'm strictly on my own.
Oh, we're strictly on our own tonight.
There we go. You know, so many of the songs were kind of designed to make us feel better. There were some dark days in that war, and so many of them were written not just to bolster the morales of the troop back home, or the folks back home, but also the troops in the field. And this is another great example. This was made popular by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. I hope you enjoy this one. This is really a good one. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be that boy and spread some joy when they take old Berlin.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down
when they take old Berlin.
They're going to start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're going to take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that hut to what you know, Joe.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin, yeah, when the Yanks go marching in.
You can never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
Sing it, ladies.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I wanna be that boy and spread some joy when they take old Berlin.
And may I join
you? There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Michigan.
They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that heart to give me some skin.
There'll be a hot time
in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in.
You're never gonna keep them happy down on the floor after they take Berlin.
All right, boys, sing it out now.
I'll tell you, you won't keep them down on the farm, and we're gonna come after ya.
Come on, let's go.
Hot time in Oshkosh. Hey.
Ready, girls? Here we go.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I wanna be their boy and spread some joy when
they take Berlin, the Yanks go marching in.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You can never keep them happy down on the farm.
A life of ease that never pleased the charter of the law.
You know you couldn't keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Well, back in World War II, there was this group of sisters that made themselves kind of famous. You know, they'd go around. They were hardworking girls. They'd do 6-7 shows a day. They were, there was three of them. They were sisters. You remember who that might have been? That's right.
Great.
You remember their first names? It wasn't Laverne and Shirley. Right, right. That's right. Yeah, Patty, Maxine. Yeah. And you remember their last name? You know how they got it, don't you? Their parents gave it to them, actually. I don't know.
Where's our drummer when you need
him? Yeah, give me a break, Smitty. Anyway, they made one song in particular rather famous, and I think we might have it queued up backstage somewhere. So, sing it, ladies.
Why you came.
There was a famous drunken man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. They really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain
captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band, and now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a twoolie, a doo, he blows eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't pour note unless the bass and guitar's playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he jammed with the rest of the band, he was busy as a buzzin bee. And when they made him play his boogie rhythm eight to the bar, he's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And yada diddly yada diddly yada doo doo, he blows eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't play no unless the bass and guitar's playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early light. They clap their hands and stomp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows me to the bar. The boogie rhythm, you can't play no unless the bass and guitar's playing with me. And the company jumps when he plays reveille.
Thank you, thank you.
My goodness.
Keep clapping, I'm still out of breath.
Oh. That's right.
Woo. Okay, the older we get, the more we like the applause, because that just takes us out, let me tell you.
Hey, Pam, I think you better just keep talking. I don't know where Bob is.
Where did Bob go?
Girls, I decided I am not doing this next number. I ain't doing it. I'm sorry.
Now, we've agreed.
You've embarrassed me too stinking many times
No. We agreed.
Good God, I feel like Sergeant Billis for heaven's
sake. Come on. You've got to do it.
That is some knockout outfit.
It's July. It's Christmas in July. It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you later.
Hey, I'll tell you what. It's never too early to think about Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Right?
It's July. Christmas in July.
Well, it did
rain. There's only 210 days left. I looked it up.
Well, there's a little song that Bing and the Andrews sisters made popular. They just had to share it.
Can we just sing it and get it over with?
Sure.
It's ridiculous. All to promote some Christmas thing that we did. Yeah. I'm just really thrilled. Thanks, girls. I really appreciate it.
Well, a kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. The island greeting that we send to you. We're in Oshkosh, from the land where palm trees sway. I didn't see any palm trees. We'll be green and bright. It's July! Shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Sing it, girl.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Mama, cool up. She knows how to do it. There you go. Come on.
Well, now I like the way you think, Pam. Here we go, baby. Hey, where's my umbrella? You missed the umbrella.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Menekeliki Maka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas,
a very
pretty good, girls. I'll take my drink back backstage, yeah.
You're funny, Pam. Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, you know, Hawaii was a good place to be during that time. And it was bright and sunny and warm and, you know, it's kind of like Oshkosh. Almost. But, you know, a lot of things going on, a lot of fighters and wartime, but you know, we couldn't have done it without our bombardiers. True?
True.
True, and we have a special song just for them.
The weather's fine for flying. You can see victory ahead. Let's fill the air with eagles. Let's fill the clouds with men. And we will see a world that's free when we fly home again.
Send the bombardier to the pilot.
Give us a little ride.
The pilot said to the navigator,
won't you slide inside?
The navigator, he looked around and said to the engineer,
Your hands are dirty, your pants are dirty, you're dirty behind your ears.
Said the bombardier to the gunner,
how are we fixed for land?
The pilot said to the radio man,
how's the weather ahead?
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
oh, give me that pretty crate. About 5 degrees to the right will make it just as sure as fate.
To the bombardier who opened his little bay. He saw the target, the lovely target, and suddenly
bombs away!
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
call it a day.
And then the pilot said to the radio man,
yo ho, we've done it again.
The weather's fine for flying. The world has gone to bed. There's such good feel.